You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Education Minister Chris Hipkins announced plans to make the teaching of New Zealand history compulsory in all schools last week. Ardern says this will reset a national framework so all learners in Aokanga are aware of key aspects of New Zealand history and how they have influenced and shaped the nation. It will be implemented in schools by 2022. Dr. Aroha Harris is of Te Rarawa and Ngāpuhi descent and a senior history lecturer at the University of Auckland. Prior to this, she worked in both historical and social research for government departments, including the Waitangi Tribunal Division. Her research now focuses on Māori and iwi histories of Māori policy and community development in the 20th century. In response to the announcement about the new history curriculum, Harris wrote, "History is interpretation and meaning, and it is awareness of how we have formed and used the stories of our pasts. It has been an extraordinarily powerful colonising tool, silencing Māori histories and ridiculing Māori historical methods. Maybe the unity we seek in our past is not one that gives us sameness or oneness, but one that can comfortably hold differences in tension with each other. Either way, there seems to be a huge, perhaps unprecedented, opportunity in front of us, not in Labour's announcement per se, but in the curriculum that might now be created. Time and history will soon tell." Reporter Felix Walton spoke to Dr. Harris to find out more and started by asking whether New Zealanders know much about New Zealand history.
I think some do, and I think a lot don't.
So why is it, do you think, that so few New Zealanders know about New Zealand history?
Well, because you can complete your schooling without learning it, and you can complete a university degree here without learning it. But I do appreciate that some people are teaching, you know, solid New Zealand history and doing it well and have been doing it before yesterday's announcement. But I don't think we've ever had a comprehensive curriculum. I'm not sure that we've got the teaching and learning resources required to pull off a comprehensive program of New Zealand history in our schools. And I'm not sure that teachers get the professional development that they might want or need to be effective teachers of New Zealand history.
Why do you think that that more people don't self-teach? Or a lot, do you think that a lot of people are just not aware of how important it is?
I think there's a lack of, you know, it's partly a lack of awareness. But to me, a lack of awareness is also indicates a lack of value. People don't see value in learning the history of our own country. They don't, you know, I'm not really sure what drives that. You know, I think that there are, I guess there are New Zealanders who don't know New Zealand history, but also don't care. You know, they don't care that they don't know, and they don't feel that there's much to know or much to find out, that we need to just get on with it, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
As with a lot of countries, New Zealand history has quite a few difficult topics. How important do you think it is to talk about the challenging stuff, the stuff that's maybe not so nice to think about?
Yeah, a good question. I'm struggling a little bit with it because I think while topics are important, that's not the only thing that history is about. History isn't just about content, but it's also about inquiring into that content, inquiring into how the histories that we've come to know already get developed and reproduced and packaged up for us. And, you know, we watch uncomfortable histories on television all the time, but we think we're watching, you know, an entertainment program. So I do think we need to allow ourselves to be challenged by the stories that are contained in our history, even if they're difficult stories. I don't think it really means that we have to be fearful or feel guilty. It just means that we need to have an open mind and be willing to inquire into the past that creates a society that we get to live in today.
This is, you know, the government has talked about this more in terms of getting the content out there to kids. Do you think that, you know, you're basically saying that engagement with the content is